as we start our sit this morning. What would it be like to, in some kind of way, lead with the heart in a way that makes sense for you? Perhaps connecting with a sense of gratitude to have this opportunity to practice. Perhaps connecting with the beauty of your intention to practice. Perhaps bringing to mind some moments of warmth or openness of the heart you've experienced. Perhaps taking some time right now to bring a quality of kindness to yourself. In whatever way that makes sense for you, including it not making sense. As we contact the heart in some kind of manner, can there be a sense of allowing that settles or relaxes, steadies the body and the mind? We're not forcing anything. We're not making anything. We're allowing and opening to hear. What? This. Yes. Calm. Steady. allowing any feelings or sensations associated with opening or relaxing, well-being, so that the mind and the heart can see clearly as best it can. If we don't find feelings of opening or relaxation or ease or well-being, can we somehow find some ease around toward the lack of ease? Every now and then, it can be helpful to check in and see if there's a sense of tightness or constriction, blockage somehow, and see if there can be a softening, a loosening. Maybe not. That's okay. Sometimes when the mind, the heart, the body settle, sometimes difficulties come up. As best we can we make space? Can we allow? Whatever arises. When you notice the mind is lost in thought, it might be helpful to use a note or a label. Thinking, or maybe planning, memory. Just to encourage a movement towards greater steadiness, not to make it go away. And then very simply, gently, coming back to the anchor, whether that's the sensations of breathing, you might be using sounds, maybe compelling sensations in the body. whichever anchor you're using. So very simply, gently, come back. Every so often, it can be helpful to check in with the attitude of the mind, the quality of the mind, and notice, is it leaning into experience, wanting more? Is it pushing against some aspect of experience? Wanting less. Or is it somehow checking out? Not really with experience. we be here? What this Yes. Calm. Steady. And just a reminder that a really great support for our practice is a continuity of practicing. It turns out it really makes a difference what we do during the walking periods, what we do during the transitions from sitting and walking. Because whatever we're doing, we're cultivating something. So we can use all our activities of the day to support this movement towards steadiness, our wholeness, our well-being. And also recognizing that that's not always available. It's part of the human condition. Sometimes we find ourselves on one end of the spectrum. And somehow, as best we can we find space for that? As best we can.